You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, lifestyle content creator, and the host of this podcast that's dedicated to women in their 20s and 30s who love all things self-care, self-improvement, lifestyle, wellness, and everything in between. So in today's episode, I want to talk about something that I know has been a hot topic for a minute now, which is all about living a quote-unquote soft life or being a soft girl. But to be completely honest with you guys, I don't love the way soft life is often portrayed on social media. As a reminder, I feel like with anything that you see or hear when it's on social media, it's important to take all of that with a grain of salt and to touch some grass from time to time. But despite that, I still want to share my spin on how to live a soft life and how I created a soft life for myself, because coming from someone who used to live the complete opposite of what a soft life is all about, and someone who found comfort in the struggle, someone who was once in the hustle and grind culture, I can confidently say that I never ever want to go back to that. I have created a soft life for myself and I very much love it here. So to my girls who want to live a softer life but feel like it's not possible for you, or you don't know how to get yourself out of that cycle of suffering and a hard life. And obviously there's different levels, different versions of what a quote unquote hard life is. But just for anyone who wants to live a more softer life, whatever that might look like for you, which we're going to get into in today's episode. This episode is for you. I hope that you enjoy. And if you do, I would so appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast, post on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So before I dive too deep into how to create your own soft life, how to live a soft life, I want to backtrack a little bit and kind of share my perspective on what living a soft life is all about. Like I said in the intro, I don't necessarily love how soft life aesthetic is portrayed on social media. I feel like it kind of paints a certain narrative that you have to live a certain way, look a certain way, be married type of person, and like it just gives like a certain vibe, if you know what I mean. And while there's nothing wrong with that specific vibe, to me, that is not necessarily what I see or view as a soft life. To me, a soft life is living a peaceful life. It's living an aligned life. It's living a mostly chaotic / stress-free life. And I say mostly because, of course, there are always going to be things that we cannot control. Life is always going to throw us curveballs, whether we like it or not. But for the things that are in my control, I try to always choose calm over chaos. And a soft life is essentially for me a life of comfort, ease, and choosing what's best for my well-being. Living a soft life also does not mean that life is perfect by any means. It doesn't mean that you avoid hard things. Y'all already know I be going through it sometimes, okay? I go through it a lot actually, but even in those moments, I really do try my best to give myself grace, and I do my best to grow through those challenging moments rather than just staying stuck there and making things harder for myself. So I just want to preface this by saying that because I feel like it's important to really share that message, because I know with social media, it's so easy to not think for yourself and to take everything so literally. But as I said, it's important to take everything you hear about, read about, what anyone tells you with a grain of salt and touch some grass sometimes, because a lot of people are not really living in real life. That's a whole topic for another day, so I'm not even going to get into that. But that's essentially my definition of what a soft life is for me, emphasis on me. For you, that could look completely differently. That's for you to figure out. So if my definition of a soft life resonates with you, and if that's something that you're aspiring for, then these tips that I share might be helpful for you. But again, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. You don't have to follow these exact things that I did or do it this exact way, or it doesn't have to look exactly how my journey of creating a soft life has looked. For me, first things first in being able to create the soft life that I have for myself is I first had to get myself out of being in constant fight or flight mode. It's crazy because now some of the best compliments that I think I ever receive are how I have a very soft and calming energy about me, and how I just always seem very grounded and chill, which, just to be completely honest, this is not always the case. I am human just like anyone else. I get angry, I get annoyed, I get a little snappy, I have a bad attitude sometimes. Just ask my family or my man. They see the real and raw me. I will say, relatively speaking, I am usually a pretty calm, grounded, and chill person. It takes a lot, and I mean a lot, for me to get really, really angry about something. In order for me to get really angry or upset, it's because I care. So for the most part, I'm pretty calm and chill. However, I have my moments, of course. And I also will say that I have not always been this way either. Although I think that I am naturally a calm and chill person, I think because of past experiences that I've had, I was put in fight or flight mode, and that caused me to be the opposite of who I really was or who I really am. I am not a licensed psychologist or therapist or anything like that, so I don't want to get too into being in fight or flight mode. If you would like to do your own research, please feel free to. What I will say is that being in fight or flight mode definitely serves a purpose, but getting stuck there can have really, really negative effects on us physically, mentally, emotionally speaking, and it's different for everyone. Being stuck in fight or flight mode might affect everyone a little bit differently. When I was stuck in fight or flight mode, I always felt anxious and on edge literally every single day of my life. Every single day, every single moment, I was just waiting for something to happen. I was waiting for someone to start a problem. I was waiting for someone to pop off. I was waiting for an argument to occur. I was waiting for someone to piss me off. That led to living a very hostile, toxic, draining life that was filled with drama and chaos and the complete opposite of peace. It felt like there was always something happening at any given moment. When I think back to the times when I was stuck in fight or flight mode, and I think back to the person I was, I don't even recognize that person, because one, it's so different than who I am today, but also I feel like that was never my true self. That was never really who I was and who I was supposed to be. As I said, I think because of experiences that I had, it forced me to become that person who was always on the defense, who was always on edge as a way to protect myself. Letting go of being in constant fight or flight mode was the catalyst to beginning the journey of creating a soft life for myself. You cannot have a soft, peaceful life if you are not at peace within. And I'm not gonna lie, getting to this point took a lot of strength, a lot of therapy, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of healing, learning, unlearning. And there were moments when I thought doing the work was going to take me out. Now that I am on the other side of it, I can say that the work is worth it. I knew I did not want to let life make me a hard person, a hurt person, and I did not want to continue living my life that way. And that leads me to my next point on how I created a soft life for myself. And that is that I had to get right within. I've said this before, and I have to just say it again. How we feel on the inside, who we are on the inside, will be reflected out into our lives and externally. When I was in fight or flight mode, my internal world sounded and looked like bad things are always happening to me, life is unfair, things never work out for me, other people have it easier than me, I have to suffer in order to be successful, or becoming successful is impossible, feeling like a victim. Just was this very hostile, angry, victimized internal dialogue that I had. And of course, that reflected into my life. What we believe on the inside, we will find evidence in the real world to confirm our beliefs. It is called self-fulfilling prophecy. And so once I became aware of like my internal world and how that affects my experiences and my life, I knew that I had to change all of that internal dialogue that I had. I had to change it. And slowly but surely I did. I started shifting my internal dialogue to expecting good things to happen to me. I started to speak abundance and blessings over my life. I started to be grateful for what I already had. I stopped looking at other people as competition and looking at them as inspiration or proof that if they can have it, I can have it. I started to work on my self-worth in order to realize I am deserving of good things. I started to look at challenges in my life as opportunities to grow and better myself. And when something didn't work out for me, I looked at those things as redirections towards something even better. I had to get myself all the way together on the inside before I could actually live and experience a soft life on the outside. And I think a lot of people forget this. Like I said, on social media, a soft life has like a very specific aesthetic. Don't get me wrong, I love all of those things, but you can also experience those things and still be miserable and still be unhappy. I have literally been on vacation with people where we are in beautiful places, experiencing beautiful things, and they were still miserable, they were still unhappy, they were still complaining. And that's why I put such an emphasis on getting your internal world right, because it does not matter what your external reality looks like. It doesn't matter what kind of house you live in, what kind of car you drive, the bags you own. If you are not a content, happy, at peace person within, none of that is going to matter. You are going to be an unhappy person regardless. I really started to do a lot of self-reflection, and this whole podcast is pretty much a journal of me doing that. So I'm not going to get too deep into like things that I do, because you can find it in my episodes. And once I started to shift away from being in fight or flight mode, being in constant chaos, that is when I started to shift my focus into figuring out what are the things that bring me a sense of joy and peace in my life. And for me, this was all unfamiliar and unknown territory. And one thing I do want to say about this, as someone who grew up in chaos and toxicity, peace can easily be misconstrued as boring. A peaceful life can be seen as a boring life to people who are used to chaos and destruction and toxicity. And this was something that I had to unlearn and realize, actually, it isn't normal to be in constant fight or flight mode. It isn't normal or healthy to constantly have problems with people, with yourself. It isn't normal to constantly be on edge, to be angry. So even though I knew I don't want to live this life of chaos and toxicity anymore, that didn't automatically mean that I was welcoming, a peaceful, more calm life, because at the time that was very unfamiliar to me and it seemed boring to me. That is one thing that I feel like isn't talked about enough when you are going from chaos to calm to wanting to create a soft life, a peaceful life for yourself, especially if you have a similar background as I do, where that isn't the norm for you. When we do embark on this journey of trying to create a more peaceful life for ourselves, don't be surprised if you find yourself starting to self-sabotage, if you find yourself going back to old ways, old habits, old ways of thinking. That is just your old self trying to keep you safe where you're comfortable. So if you're only used to a certain environment, being in a certain energy, a certain mindset, when you do try to challenge those things, it is going to feel very uncomfortable. It's going to feel maybe boring. It's going to feel unnatural. I really had to get comfortable in being in my own peace, and just some habits and things that I do in my life that truly bring me a sense of peace and comfort in my life are things like journaling, traveling, spending time with good people, having good conversations, being in a routine, having a clean and organized space, which we will get into a little bit later, going to Pilates, arranging flowers for my home every week. Aside from traveling, of course, that's not like an everyday thing, but for the most part, these are things that really bring me joy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So don't be surprised if you find yourself self-sabotaging, if you find yourself going back to old ways, like I said. Living a soft life is also all about actively choosing calm over chaos. And that is something that I practice every single day of my life. Some days, do I choose calm over chaos? No. But in my opinion, I think sometimes it is absolutely valid to put someone in their place and to speak your mind. And sometimes that's not going to come off calm. And I'm okay with that. But what I will say is I actively choose calm over chaos when I can, as much as I can in my life. And what that looks like is I stop surrounding myself with people who were also used to being in chaos, people who thrive in drama, people who are constantly looking for something to complain about, be upset about, be angry about. And again, remember, I said I used to be this way too. So I had to get myself right within and stop being that way myself. And then once I did my own inner work, I looked at the people around me and made sure that I wasn't surrounding myself with those same types of people. So before you start cutting people off and removing people from your life, make sure that you also have done the inner work that's necessary and you've gotten right within yourself before you just start cutting people off. Choosing calm over chaos also looks like, for me, walking away from toxic jobs, toxic people, environments that constantly put me in fight or flight mode. And this is easier said than done, I admit, but at the end of the day, it's a decision. It's your choice whether you're going to stay in a toxic job. It's your choice as to who you choose to have around you. And I choose to walk away from anything, anyone, any place, at any moment that disturbs my peace or that puts me in fight or flight mode. And in choosing calm over chaos, I've also had to learn that not everything needs a reaction from me. And I've also had to learn what is worth a fight, what is worth getting upset over. Because if I'm completely honest, I used to get so upset about anything and everything, the littlest things. If someone said something to me in a certain tone, I would get upset. If someone said something about me that I knew wasn't true and they tried to paint me in a bad light, that would get under my skin, and I would feel this need to prove to others that it wasn't true and to prove myself to people and to control things that were outside of my control. A big thing that's helped me with this is the Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. I've talked about this before. I highly recommend looking into it if you haven't heard about it, but it's essentially this idea of not getting caught up, bothered, upset over the actions and words of other people, because people are going to do what they're going to do and there's nothing you can do about it. So just let them. So another thing that's helped me create a soft life and be more in my soft girl era, if you will, is creating a space that brings me peace, joy, and allows me to really rest in my quote unquote soft life. Somebody actually DM'd me the other day, which kind of sparked the inspiration for today's episode. They asked me how I have come to be a very like organized adult and just was complimenting me on how my place always looks very super clean and organized, which by the way, it isn't always. If you take a look at my place at the end of like a very long and busy week, it will be a little messy, disorganized. But also too, I feel like my space is a little bit more clean and organized than normal because I don't have any kids. So I'm sure that helps also. But she was basically just asking me like if I've always been a very organized and minimal person, especially when it comes to like my home and my space, if it was something that came naturally to me. And girl, not at all. Like many other immigrant households, or if you have immigrant parents or anything like that, then I think you could probably relate when I say that I grew up in a very chaotic and also cluttered home. My home was never dirty by any means. Like there wasn't any hoarding going on or anything like that. But if you know, you know. There's kind of just stuff everywhere, all the time, on the counters, on the table, just like everywhere. And sometimes there are things that don't have a place, so they're just randomly there. And even when I go home now to visit, I will see like random things on the counter and I get this urge to just declutter and clean. But again, not my space, not my problem. But that was kind of how I grew up, just in a very chaotic and cluttered environment. And I never really connected the dots between how I grew up versus how I maintain my space now until I was asked about this. And I didn't realize it while I was a kid, but growing up in a very chaotic and cluttered environment often made me feel very anxious and unsettled and overwhelmed. And now that I'm an adult and I have my own space, I don't want to feel that way in my own home. I'm not the most minimal person by any means. Like I have quite a bit of stuff, but for the most part, I like to keep my space very clutter-free, very organized. I do my weekly reset of my place every single week. It is very, very rare that I miss a week because that is what makes me feel happy. That is what makes me feel at peace. Having a clean, cluttered-free environment is what allows me to be able to like live a soft life. And I guess to answer this person's question as to how I came to be this person and how I unlearned the habits of growing up in a more cluttered home and environment and things like that, have you guys ever seen that one TikTok trend where it's like, what's one unserious generational trauma that you're breaking? And people have responded with things like not saving grocery bags or throwing things away when it expires or when it's old, or everything in your home having a place. And if it doesn't have a place, it doesn't have a place in your home, or throwing away like old stained Tupperware. Yeah, I had to do a lot of unlearning when it comes to things like that in order to keep my space organized and clean. I don't hold on to things. If something is old or broken, I throw it away. I'm getting rid of it. I don't save things for a rainy day other than my clothes. I will admit I need to get better at that. But for the most part, if I haven't used something in a while, it's getting donated. Everything in my home has a place. We use coasters in this house. I also like to do little extra things that might seem unnecessary to some if it means that things look cohesive and nice in my apartment. So whether it's like buying organizers, containers, spice racks and things like that, I don't care. This is my house and I'm going to do it my way, the way that I like it. And for me, having things very cohesive and nice and organized and looking a certain way and everything being in a certain place, that is what brings me joy and happy and peace. And again, that's essentially what living your soft life is to me, is living your most authentic life, your most peaceful life, your most aligned life, and this is part of it. I also think something that's helped me unlearn certain patterns and behaviors is understanding that the generations before us lived a certain way because of their own experiences and their own traumas. And I know it, you know, the way that you keep your home doesn't seem that serious, but it really is that deep if you think about it. Like your grandma holding onto an old raggedy stained Tupperware, I promise you it's not because she's a minimalist and like reuse things for the environment. Maybe she does, but more than likely, it's probably because she grew up having to be extremely resourceful and make the best of what she had. And I so admire that, even with my own grandma and my mom and like the way that they do things. But I can admire that and understand why they do certain things the way that they do, and also understand that I don't have to do those things as an adult myself because our experiences are different and I don't have to have the same mindset that they have because their mindset is their mindset because of the things that they've gone through, and I get to choose my own beliefs. I get to choose my own traditions. I get to choose the way that I do things. So yeah, having a clean, organized home really helps me to just feel very at peace in my life. Like I feel so calm in my home every single day. And a big part of that has been just doing things my way and figuring out what works for me and unlearning certain behaviors or patterns that maybe necessarily don't hurt me, but don't serve me either. Like if I were to save every grocery bag, is that hurting me? No, it isn't. But also I know that I don't need to do that either. So a soft life to me is also being able to experience the little luxuries of life. And to me, little luxuries are experiences or things that you don't even realize are a luxury until you experience them or until you no longer have them. So for example, some little luxuries of in my own life that I love to romanticize are one, having very slow and quiet mornings. I love that I can wake up whenever I want and I wake up in a quiet and peaceful home where there's no yelling, there's no chaos, no one is in my personal space, no one is bothering me. I can make myself some breakfast and coffee and just have a moment with myself before I get my day started. And I'm always reminded of how much of a luxury this is whenever I travel or I visit family, because obviously this luxury is taken away from me. And every time I come back home from those trips, I feel a little extra grateful to be able to experience slow, quiet mornings. Other examples are being able to travel, but not just travel, but just being able to get up and go whenever I want, whenever I please. If I want to go do something, if I want to go somewhere, if I want to go to the coffee shop, if I want to go back home for a week, if I want to travel somewhere, I have the ability to just get up and go because of the way that my life is set up, the way that my job is set up, the way that I don't have any responsibilities tying me down to one place at a specific time. Like, if I want to do something, I can just get up and do it and go wherever I want. This is a luxury that I truly have to remind myself every single day to not take for granted, because there might be one day when I don't have this luxury anymore. So I just want to make sure I'm always appreciating this, as well as just having calm days, peaceful days whenever I want, being with the people I love, being able to buy fresh flowers for my home every week, investing in good quality sheets and a good quality bed, having an abundance of aesthetic coffee shops around me, having a peace of mind and heart. It is priceless, truly. Another thing that's really helped me achieve a soft life is having some sort of routine and structure in my life, because having routine in my life brings me peace and calmness. Again, this goes back to how I grew up. Growing up, I had zero sense of routine. I had zero structure. It was very chaotic. And I think that's why I thrive so much more now as an adult when I am in a routine. However, one thing I will say is I've learned that I need a good balance between having routine and also going with the flow. If I'm too rigid with my routines, then that sucks the fun out of life and I don't want to live that way. But also, if I'm too go with the flow, I will never get anything done, especially the important things in my life, the goals that I have. So it's definitely a balancing act, but I will say that I feel more at peace, I feel more calm, I feel more like myself when I do have a sense of routine in my life. And the last thing that's helped me truly create a soft life for myself, being my soft girl era, has been embracing who I truly am and being unapologetic about what I like and how I want to live my life and what I want for myself. As I mentioned, living a soft life does not equal living a specific way. It doesn't have to fall under a certain aesthetic or category. Part of living a soft life is living an authentic life, and that is going to look and feel differently for others. For some people, that's having a quiet life in the country and taking care of their family, and for other people, living their soft life is living alone in the city and having a successful career and a busy social life. At the end of the day, living a soft life is all about living in alignment with the things that bring you joy, peace, comfort, and even depending on what season of life you're in, that might change as well. Right now, I'm very much in a healing girl, slow summer vibe, but in a month or so, I can guarantee you that is going to change for me and it's going to look very differently. The older I get, the more confident I become in myself and how I want to carry myself, because I know myself more. I know how I want to dress. I have a greater sense of self. I'm not seeking validation from anyone. I'm not seeking approval. I don't need to fit into a specific crowd or a specific group. I feel confident standing alone within myself. That confidence, that level of confidence, has truly helped me cultivate this soft life for myself, where I just know I don't need to chase anything. Everything that I want will come to me in the right timing. As long as I do my part, I show up, I do the work, I'm the person that I know I need to be, I don't have to manipulate, I don't have to chase, I don't have to hustle, I don't have to do anything but just be in this receiving energy. And that is how I have created a soft life for myself. And I feel like the older I get, the more I settle in to this soft life of mine, because I am more secure, I am more sure of myself. I know what I want, I know what I don't want. I'm not afraid to walk away and just live in my truth and live in my own peace and comfort. And to me, that is the ultimate soft girl energy, living her soft girl life. And I love it here. I really, really do. So that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. I hope you took some helpful tips away from today's episode. Share this episode with anyone who you think may also enjoy today's conversation. As our final reminder, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. And be sure to check out our sponsors for today's episode. Everything will be linked in the show notes. That is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.